I've never liked when people don't follow a sports team at all season long. They can't even name two or three players on the team. Then all of a sudden, the team starts to play really well and gets into the playoffs. And all of a sudden now, these people are big fans. I don't like that at all.
How about the Redskins?
I'll have you know, this is signed by Greg Luzinski. He was my Phillies hero. There it is, Greg Luzinski. So, just having a little fun this morning. It's kind of cool to see Pennsylvania team do well, right? So, I have a special offer for you today. And I don't do this often, but I'm going to give you the opportunity to skip my sermon this morning.
All right, see you later. That,
boy, you didn't even wait a minute. You can do something else while I'm up here preaching away. You can go out for a walk or get on your phone or text people. Doesn't matter to me. You can do whatever you want. But you have to qualify to be able to get the get out a sermon card free. And I'll tell you what that qualification is, but let's first say a brief prayer. Lord, thank you for all that you're doing, God, in our lives, for your faithfulness. Your mercies are new every morning. Thank you for the voices of children. Thank you for the voices of your people in prayer and singing. And we pray, God, that everything we do blesses you. And now as we look into this really, really interesting parable of Jesus, Father, teach us to grow in our faith, to love those around us, to love our neighbor as ourself, and to love you with all we have. In your name, amen. Here's a qualification. You need to be able to say with confidence, without any hesitation, that you have a perfect prayer life. You have no struggles at all in prayer. You pray 6 hours a day. That's just in the morning. So if you're in that category, you don't have any struggles with prayer or faith, you can go about your own business for a couple minutes, and I'll let you know when I'm done. But if you're like me, and you're in that category of people who wrestle with praying, and you struggle with praying, then you should hang out. Listen to what I have to say today, and I'm going to be quick about it. Oh, I have plenty of time. You know what? The text today, and I am going to read it, is a parable about prayer. When we read one of Jesus' parables, here's the key to understanding, interpreting a parable. You want to get to the single point that parable is teaching. You don't want to, well, he's teaching about this, plus also this, plus about being faithful, plus about loving our neighbors. It's one point. And I'm going to read through the text once again, and I want you to tell me when I'm done reading this parable what the point Jesus is teaching. I'm going to read it again. Luke chapter 18, 1 through 8. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time he refused, but he finally said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care about people, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" What's the main point of the parable? What's the teaching? Yeah, pray and don't give up. That's what we want to get from this parable. I think there's just some things that we can gather about the parable that it's important for our encouragement. The fact that Jesus is even giving this parable, we can conclude that praying is going to sometimes be a hard for us. It's going to be challenging for us. It's going to go against our natural nature sometimes. It's not going to be necessarily easy to pray. So that's the one thing. Another thing is that as we get closer and closer to the coming back of Christ, and we get further and further away from his earthly ministry 2,000 years ago, it will be more difficult to be a person of faith. It will be more difficult to be a person of faith. So, being a person of faith and being a person of prayer is going to be a challenge. I think the thing I want to encourage you is to not give up. Jesus wants to encourage you and I to be people of fervent prayer. And so how does he do this in this parable? Well, he paints a very bleak and hopeless picture, right? We have a judge, a male judge, I'll say that much, who is powerful. He did not believe in God. So it's not just that he's a powerful judge, but this judge did not care about God. He felt no accountability to God Almighty. And he also didn't care about people. So right out of the gate, this widow is up against something very difficult. If she had a good judge, different story, right? She might stand a chance if he had a good day, but this is a bad judge. He's a meanie, he's unjust, doesn't care about God, doesn't believe in God, and doesn't care about people. The other extreme is the person who's coming to him is a widow. So women in many cases were second-class citizens in that culture. So right out of the gate, if she was a woman of prominence, different story. But she's coming at it as a widow. A helpless situation. She has really no chance, right? She has every reason to give up and not pray. Our encouragement from Jesus is to emulate the persistence of this widow, right? If a widow who's in a hopeless situation has no chance, really, is determined and continues to get in there and be persistent and go knock on that door of that judge. If she can do that, then why shouldn't we emulate that with a God who's loving and cares and loves us and is very interested in what we have to pray about? That's the encouragement to pray. Is to not give up. My takeaways this morning, if you struggle with faith and prayer like I do, stop beating yourself up if you are. Matter of fact, if you have no problems with prayer, you pray all the time and it comes easy, you might need therapy. What I'm saying is, don't beat yourself up. It's a challenge. If Jesus said it's going to be a challenge and he's encouraging, then we should expect that it will be challenging to pray. But we're encouraged to be persistent in our prayer. We have a God who is interested and loves us. The other thing I wanted to mention is this. If we struggle with faith, maybe persisting in prayer is kind of like working those faith muscles out. Right? If we struggle with our faith, then I go, if I'm struggling with my faith, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray. And if my concentration level is 45 seconds, then I'm going to pray for 44. Or I'll pray for 50. If I am distracted by a million things, I will make a stronger effort to take away those distractions and focus. Even if I'm struggling. And I think that by doing that, by praying and persisting, against sometimes our human nature, we're working out those faith muscles. Right? Working out those faith muscles. I have a story. A couple weeks ago, I have one of my older sons. His name is Nick. And some of you have heard me talk about him. And it was about a month or so ago, and he really needs to get help. He really needs professional help. And one Sunday, his older brother, Gordon, was going to take him in to, you know, going to rehab. It was a delicate thing because a lot of times people aren't willing to go in there and get that right away. They have to kind of be talked into it or prayed. And so it was a Sunday morning, and Gordon texted me and said, he's going to go in. He's going to admit himself into rehab. And I was just elated. And I'm kind of waiting to see how this plays out as the Sunday progressed. And I was praying. I was praying my hardest to God. And then I got home, and Gordon texted me and said he didn't go in. He almost did, but he left. And I'll be honest with you, I was crushed. I was crushed. My afternoon with God was something like, I just don't care anymore, I guess. I don't feel like praying anymore. It didn't help me this time. It didn't help me this time. I felt like, so be it. And I wanted to give up. So that was a situation where what I needed to do was say, you know what? I'm going to persist in prayer. It's not what I want to do. It's not what I feel like doing. But I'm going to believe in what Jesus is teaching here. And I am going to persist in prayer. So Nick, and I have been praying. He has a job now. And it's been a rocky road, and he has a long way to go. And keep in your prayers, too. But there was an opportunity for me to practice what I'm talking about today. May you be encouraged if you struggle in your prayer life. You're not alone. We all do. Persist, because we got a God who loves and cares. Amen.